All right. Guten Tag. We're in Simen Shin Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. We just did the Machlekes last week. We went through the Machlekes, Mechaber and Ramah. When a poel is Meshana, he was supposed to paint or dye the clothing red and he dyed it black. Or any other time that a poel is Meshana, what's the halacha? If there's not enough shrach, how do they divide the shvach? We end up that the mechaber holds the yad ala tachtayna. Shvach yes al yitziyah, he gets the yitziyah. Yitziyah is here al shvach, he gets the shvach. And the Ramah goes with that too, but there's an nafkamina between the mechaber and the Ramah. The mechaber holds that the poel gets whatever you promised him first. It means if the material, the cost of the material plus the dye is, let's say, 10, and then you promise him another 10 for the service that he provided, for dyeing it, and it was supposed to then go up to 25, so you were supposed to profit 5. You have to give, and it's only worth, let's say, only 20, you give the 10 to the worker, to the umin, to the dyer, and that's it. You won't get your $5 worth of profit. Anything above 20, then you'll get towards your profit. 21, so you'll get 1. 22, you'll get 2. But the umin has to be first paid off his maisi yadayim, not just his maisi yadayim, but his umin is what you promised him that you're going to give him. And the Ramah, that's the Meshitas of Mechaber, and the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah argues, the Ramah says that your Shvach has Kedima. What you were supposed to get, that it was, you're destined to get that 5, that has Kedima, you got to get your 5. So, it's just a slight difference. The Ramah holds that the Maisi Yadayim's value of the Umin he gets. I mean, the Maisi Yadayim is like as if you were to pay him for a paid worker, an hourly wage. So let's say for that he only deserves $5. The reason why he charged you 10 is because he's an Umin. And he's doing a b'teres kablonis. So the $5 of his maisi yadayim he gets. So there's a $10 material, $5 for his maisi yadayim he'll get. Then above 15, from 15 to 20, you'll get towards your shvach. Then above 20, from 20 to 25, he'll get towards his umnis, towards his kablonis, and then it goes back that everything above 25 you'll get. So the whole nafkamin between the mechaber and the Ramah is what's worth between 15 and 20. Because the first $5 of his maisi yadayim he gets. The shaila is, who gets the next 5? Do you get the next 5 because it was destined to make that next 5, like the Ramah, or Faket, he gets the next 5 because that was the kablonis that you promised him. That's Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, and Lalacha, we have both sides. You have a Shach, Yam Shishleima, Nesivis, Lavush. Nesivis, Lavush goes with the Ramah, Shach, Yam Shishleima goes with the Mechaber. It's basically a Suffolk, a Sveka, Dedina, Mitzmek, Veil, Avaraya. Sorry? So you say Kimli, right? So Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, Machlokes for the Paiskim, the Gdelei Paiskim, if the Mechaber Ramah. So at the end of the day, there's no clear Hakra. If there's no clear Hakra, so Kimli, we are Mitzvah Kaveri, all of a Raya. Okay, that's what we said last week. Let's move on. Rabbi Isaiah would like to develop this. Hopefully, Mitzvah do Sif Dalet as well. Okay, Omar, we're middle of Sif Gimel. Omar Bala Kli. Let's say the owner says, you know what, any right of a Takanazu, I don't like this deal. I should have to give you the item and pay you for your kablonis, and you're going to stick me with a garment that's black when I want it to be red. Any right of a tekonazu, I don't want this deal. Ella, you know what? You didn't lead the mea tzema. Just pay me for my tzema that you messed up, and we'll call it a day. Or the mea etim, or the etim that you messed up. Just pay me for my item, for my material, and I'll that's it. You can keep everything. You can keep the mess that you made. Ain shayman loy. The balak beged, the balak elim, the balak etzim cannot tie into this. He's stuck to take this bad, I don't say inferior product, might be inferior even in value, but certainly not the product that you wanted. He's stuck to keep it. And so too the other way, if the umin wants to tell the balak elim, you know what, I messed up, I didn't do the right color, I'll just pay you for it. And the, for some reason the balak elim wants his kli, he wants to keep his item. Ain't shayman like, shayin umin koina b'shra kli sha'asa, because umin is not going to be koina that kli. There's a mandiyam remei hod shini koina, that because he changed the color, he's like a gazan and he's koina, he's mava das balabais, he's a gazan and he's koina. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true, he's not koina. So the umin is not koina this item, and mamela, since he's not koina the item, he cannot keep the item without permission from the bala keli. That part, Lachari, is simple. That's Pashit. The Chiddush is the first part, that the Bala Keili is stuck to keep this item against his wishes. And that's really a problem here. What's going on here? Why is he stuck? Like, in the Lomdis, rather the Ravid, the Shaks brings down that the Ravid argues. The Ravid holds that he's taka natstok, he could taina. But if he's going direct to Rambam, right? The Machaber passing like the Rambam. The shaila is what's going on here. So first, let's understand what the story is. How much is the keli worth? The Yam Shalom says that this case is talking about where the keli wasn't even worth what the materials were worth. So going back to our mashal, if the materials are worth 10, the dye and the tzemer is worth 10, what the case over here is talking about is where it's only worth 9, you messed me up so bad that it's not even worth my principal that I put into the deal. I started out with $10 worth of material. I was hoping it would go up to 25. But you messed me up so bad that it's not even worth the 10. It's only worth 9. And that's the case with the Makaba, with the Bala Kaili wants to say, you know what, I want out. I just keep everything. I just pay me for my material and I walk. And that's why is Dr. Yamshan. How do I know that's the case? Because we're worth more than 10. Why would the owner want to do such a thing? Let's say it's worth 15. So good, it's not worth 25 that he wanted. But it's worth 15, it's worth 20. Why should he want to walk away from the deal? He should get his chayfetz. He'll get the value of the chayfetz. Let's say it's worth 23. It's not worth 25. He's better off taking this item that's worth 23 than walking away. He could take the 23, sell it, and make the money, and make the profit. So he didn't make the full $5 profit. But he'll make $3 worth of profit. He'll make something. So why in the world would the balakeli or the umman, why would they be doing this unless it's taka worth less than the initial principle? That's what the Yamshe Shleimer says, and that's the case. Fek teshak, that can't be. If it's talking about where it's worth less, then why is the Makabah say, ain't shame eloy? Avada, if you were mazik me, if I had a $10 worth of material and you messed up and now it's only worth $9, avada, I could be mechaydi for mazik. So avada be shame eloy. So why is the Makabah saying, ain't shame eloy for? Oh, yeah, we're going to get to it. What is the takana? But the Rambam says the takana. We're going to get to it. But so Zok Teshach, really, if we're talking about that it went less like the Yam Shishlam Avada, I could be mechayiv you for mazik. Avada, you messed me up. So most people are talking about where taka is worth more. And the reason why the Bala Keli wants to walk away is because he doesn't want to have the headache of trying to liquidate this item. I needed a red garment. I didn't need a black garment. You tell me I should take this and try to sell it and make money and then start all over again. I don't want the hassle, the headache. You know, you take it. Just make me whole. Give me back what I gave you, the value. And then I'll buy new tzema and I'll buy new dye and I'll figure someone else to get it right. I won't go to you again, but I'll get someone else to do it. I don't need to be busy with this hassle. Means avad it's worth more. I just don't want to be busy with the hassle. That's what the shach says. Now, when the shach says on the Yamshe Shleimer, it's a dove poshet. If he would be mazik at avad shemin loy, okay, it's not so geshmak the shach, because avad that's a dove poshet. Yes, if you decrease the value, it started out with 10 and only worth 9. Avad you're mazik and avad I can be mechayiv you. But still, how could the shach say that would be shemin loy? Shemin loy means, the Mechaber's case is, where shemin loy means, I tell you, just give me the money and keep everything. Keep the principal, keep the tzema, keep the dye, keep everything. And that's not true. If I'll have a chayfetz worth $10 and you go ahead and you spray my chayfetz black, and you ruin my chayfetz, let's say you're not a woman. You stab a mazik off the street, you come to my house and you take my tzema and you make it black and you ruin it. What's the halacha? Mazik? Mazik, you pay for the pchas. But you don't own the item. So let's say it went from 10 to 9. So I could charge you 1. I could charge you for the pchas. But it's still my item. It doesn't become the mazik's item, and I can't charge the mazik the full 10. I can only charge the mazik the 1 for the pchas. That's it. I can only get the nevela belongs to the nezik, and the pchas, that's what I charge to the mazik. But the shach says that if the Yam Shlomo's case would be true, that it went down in value, then the Mechaber's halacha is incorrect, because then it would be shemin loy. It's not true. Avada would be ein shemin loy. I can't force you to hold on to my tzemer, to stick you with my tzemer. The only din would be to get pras. The Ksaisi points out even starker, the Ksaisi points out that even if you would be a mamish a mazik on all 10, it's hard to case. Let's say you'd be a mazik on all 10. Yeah, let's take the extreme. You blew up the baguette. And now I want to go to the mazik and I say, "Nu, pay me $10." And the mazik tells me, "You know what? I have a bunch of black jerseys that I'm willing to give you b'tari shava kesef." The halacha is you're allowed to pay b'shava kesef as well. That's how we paskin. So mazik is allowed to pay b'shava. So Zok Tzeis, certainly, how could the shach say in that case, it would be shaymin lai that you could stick the mazik with the item, and the mazik would have to pay money. Havadi doesn't have to pay money; he could always pay shavu kesef. So koshikin can pay you with your shavu kesef. He could say, "Just keep the item, and I'll pay just that dala pchas, but I don't have to pay the full 10." Okay, but that's near the end. The Yom Shomi says the case where it went down in value, and the Shach case is talking about where it went up in value because it went down. He'd be chayav al mazik, and I believe the Yom Shomi would be mighty taka chayav al mazik, but still not shomim like. In which case, the Shach is talking about went up. It doesn't. It could be anything. It could be 12. It could be 23. You see, by 12, I don't gain anything because I keep my 10. And then the two I have to give you, but Tari Skiris. So I'm not gaining anything. It's only when it's over 15 later or over 20 later Machaba, do I start gaining some profit that'll be Kedai for me the hassle to start to liquidate. Till then, B'chal, I don't get anything. You're the one who's gaining. The woman gains everything. That what? That was 12. And then what? There's no loss, but I don't want the hassle because I'm not gaining. Okay, and that's maybe because Akhtar's in the Shach's case. The Shach's saying even more. Even if it's worth 25, I don't want the hassle. But in economy. Which case of Makkah? Good. If he ruined it, if he ruins it in Gansen, so there's nothing left. Sorry? That's worth nothing. Nice and late the made Timroy. Either it's a matter where it went down to zero, so it's worthless. So not to say that you have to pay with Dmei. Or it means that it went down, let's say, $1, and then the Dmei Timro would be not the whole Timur, it would be that pchas of the Timur that you ruined. I mean, so you want to say that that's what it means over here. Yitin li Dmei Timur means that pchas. Okay, yeah, but it doesn't sound like it. Here it sounds like Dmei Gemet, you keep the item and just give me the money, right? What's the woman turning back also? Halachat made some cut, keep the money and I'll keep the tzema. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about where the owner wants to stick the mazik with the tzema itself, which is problematic. And give me just the money. L'chayra, yeah. All right. Now, the Chazanish points out that this whole halacha that Yechashev a mazik over here, when it goes down on pchas, is only... He's masopik. I'll say the case. What happens is like this. You start out with temer and dye worth 10. And I want a red jersey. Now, red jerseys aren't popular, and I know it's not popular. I know even after dyeing it red, it's going to go down and I'm only going to be worth 9. But so what? But I need, that's what I want. I want a red jersey. I need that. So I don't mind it going down because that's what I want. Now, what do? You go ahead, and instead of painting it red, you paint it purple polka dotted. Also only worth 9. Because who's buying a purple polka dotted baguette? So it's also only worth 9. If you dye a normal color, blue, fine. But you also dye it a funny color. Mahadin. Zakta Chazinish. Do we say that Lemaises, you took $10 worth of tzemer and dye, and you messed up, and you reduced the data to 9, so you're a pusher to mazik? Or do we say, had I done what you wanted, it would also only be worth 9. Had I done the red, it would also only be worth 9. So my umness that I changed the color didn't decrease the value of the tzemer, because had I done the right thing, the value of the tzemer would also be worth 9. No, but that's the 9 that you're happy with. You're happy with a red tzemer garment, which is 9, beseder. And you're not happy with purple polka dada. But la maizik red and dollars and cents, I wasn't mazik you any money, because if had I done the right thing, it would also only be worth 9.
So you're dealing with a real situation where I tell you to do something, so I can't tell you to do something if you mess up, and what I tell you to do is all dependent on the value?
Well, you want to know I did something wrong, we'll have the regular dinim of Yadol HaTakdoin or the Mechab and Ramah. But now you want to be Mechayv me for Mazik, which is Shach introduced a new concept called Mazik here. You want to be Mechayv me for Mazik because it went down less than even the 10 that we started it. So Bishloim, if what you wanted to dye red was worth 10, and I dyed a purple polka dot, it's only worth 9. Yeah, clearly I'm a Mazik on that extra one. But had I done the right thing, it would only be worth 9. So to Chazanish, he's masopik, that maybe it's not considered a mazik. I understand, but in value, your item, had I done the right thing, it would have been worth now. It's still only worth 9. Or do we say that, no, you don't done the red, because the red is what I wanted. You didn't do what I wanted. You done the tzemer that you took, which was worth 10, and you messed it up, and you reduced it to 9, so then I could get you a mazik.
The red is worth to be more than 9, because that's
That's it. Doesn't mean it's worth more. No, it's just God, that's what you wanted. Right, yes. But maybe the shavile, because you're willing to pay 10 to get that garment. Yeah. It's both the same value if you want to sell it to a third party. Yeah, that's true. But only thing is, right, but for you, for the person who gets the right name on this thing, it might be worth it. It's totally in a different case. In this case, it holds when you mazik something. If you mazik a pair of glasses, what do you pay? So my pair of glasses are worth nothing to anyone else. It's a different prescription. No one has the same, right? Come on, no one. You're not going to find anyone, right? So the Chazon says, yeah, but if I just paid that amount, so it shows that that's the value that I have in the glasses, any owner who would pay that amount for the glasses that he needs. So I don't know if Redrew, everyone will pay for that thing. If Grady, I mean, that's what his are like. For him, it was taka worth 10. You have to know. Yeah. All right. I don't know, maybe you do. It's the color scheme for your son's house and that you need mamish the red jersey. I don't know.
I don't have to go to another guy for the shirt.
But the question is, would everyone pay $10 to get a $9 red jersey? I mean, if that's the normal way of doing it, so just like everyone pay $100 for a pair of glasses, even though once you buy it, it's worthless, because you can't, but you're getting the value out of it, so maybe, then the same thing. But if it's miuchad, you're the one who needs a red jersey, no one else does these things. The taka mon is not to pay so much for that. Then in economy, that's where the Chazon Ish is svara. But the Chazon Ish says that if everything goes down, if the price of garments go down, then you're not a mazik. Right? I can't get, let's say the price of red, black, everything, the whole tema goes down. So then, I wasn't mazik you on that, right? So you can't get me for mazik on that chelik. All right. Chazon Ish has a different shayla. Chazunish has nacha shayla, gishmaka shayla. He wants to know, do you dan the time that the person died the item, or do you go back at the time the person gave me back the item? A mashal. What happens at the time he died the item and he changed from red and black, it was worth the same 25. Let's just say, make it spitz case. Red is 25 and he changed it and he decided to change it and his taka also worth 25. And now when he came to me and he gave it, returned it to me, it's no longer worth 25. Now it's worth 5. Why? Because black color just went down. I don't know. It became out of style. Black just went down. It's now only worth 5. Had you done red, it would still be worth 25. But now black went down, and now it's only worth 5. Could I get you now?
Why would you care what happens later?
Because you didn't return it to me yet. By the time you return me the item, it's only worth 5. So do I say, you messed me up? Looking at the whole picture, the totality of things, I see that I gave you an item, you were supposed to do it red, you were supposed to return something worth 25, by the time you return it to me, it's only worth 5. So maybe I can get you for that. This is without Umar Kadim Mishra Kaili. Of your whole, you mean on that side, if you hold the Umar Kadim Mishra Kaili, so it's a Mechira later on, so then you're only giving me back less. Yeah, well, even Umar Kadim Mishra Kaili, you only kind of the Shvach Shabbai, right, and we also did, so it's not the pchas of the tamer, and we also said that it's only b'taris mashkin, so it's not so simple. Here's the plan, here's the direction where you're headed. The Chazon Ish says like this, to a halacha, if I send you by shliach to buy chitim, and you decide instead to buy sairim, so the halacha is that if it goes up in price, the shvach belongs to me. If it goes down, the pchas belongs to you. And he's medayek from the Torah. What happens if, at the time you bought the sairim, instead of chitim, it was taka worth the same thing as chitim. So you didn't do anything wrong. But by the time you returned it to me, then the sairim went down and it was worth much less. Mahadin. He's medayek in the Torah that I could get you for everything. But when you return me the item, it's not worth it, then I can get you for it. I can get you for all the pachas that goes down till you return me the item. So Zakta Shach, so too over here, if at the time you died, it was taka black is worth the same thing as red. But by the time, sorry? Chazon Ish was medayik in the Torah. So Chazon Ish says, so too over here, if at the time you returned it, when it went down, even though when you died it was the same, I could get you for everything all the way down to the pachas. But he's medayik, so too by shliach, that if both chitim and sa'irim went down, then I can't get you. It means I can get you for any pachas that comes machmas yoshinoi. But if the right thing, the chitim also went down, then I can't get you. So so too zok the shach. If red went down together with black, then I can't get you. But if red stayed up and only black went down, only the shini went down, then I can get you for a whole pchas. And the shach says that this is not mikah din. Mikah din, The Chazanish says that this is not Mikah Adin. Mikah Adin would be if you're Mishana, and at the time you dyed it, its taka goes down, so then the regular formula is a Yadal Taktaina Mazik, that would be Mikah Adin. But here, when you did it right, and now it went down later on, how am I getting you now? So Dr. Chazanish, he suggests it's either Knas Chachamim, or he says it might be that it's Kilu Anansadi, I don't know, Umdanakak. When we went into the deal, that was the understanding, the implicit understanding that the Bialim wants to get back, to be made whole, at least get back his principle. And anything that goes down, I mean, I have to, when I give you an item, when the time you turn it, that's when I done the situation of your shrach. And if it went down, I'm going to get you for everything. It's Kilu like his understanding of Kabbalah that the Omasna, even though it wasn't discussed. I don't know, it sounds like the knas sounds a little bit more understandable, but whatever, it's knas kachoma, but that's the halacha. The halacha is that you go baso at the time that returns it. Alright, I mentioned before that the Ravid argues with the Rambam, and what pshat in the Ravid is, there's a long mavuka here, what pshat in the Ravid is. The Ravid holds that you have a right to tell him that this is not going to work out. You're going to stick me with the item, and I have to pay what's going on. Shak doesn't like it. Shak says, in the Ravid, against the Ravid, the shach is, how could I stick you with the item if the item belongs to me? How could I go over to you and say, because you messed up my item, so therefore you keep the item and pay me? Like, how you kind of the chayvitz? It's my chayvitz. A mazik is mazik, but how do I get you to keep the item? The Ksais is a beautiful taich in the Ravid. He said, that's not what the Ravid meant. The Ravid meant, shoymin loy is, not like the Rambam, shoymin loy is I could tell you, like every yerd, I could tell you, tolei tzecha v'avanecha. You want me to pay you for the chayfetz. That's what you're really coming to me. You're coming to me to pay you for your service, for the shrach that you provided. You're a numin. And you want to get your $10 a shrach or $5 a maisa yadayim. You're coming to charge me money. Let's say it went up your case. It went up to 15. So you're telling me that I should take a black jersey, something I don't want, and pay you $5 for the work that you provided. On that, the Ravid said, that's not fair. If I don't want this, I can tell you, I'm not happy with it. I can't stick you with my item, but how could you force me to pay you $5 for a service that I didn't ask and I don't appreciate? I don't want it. Just like by a yard, if you plant trees in my yard and I don't like it, I can tell you, and the Paiskim and Mavur, not like the Nesivas, I don't want to get into it, but the Paiskim and Mavur, not like the Nesivas, that even if by uprooting the trees are going to die, and you're not going to get the value out of the trees, I can still tell you, you're doing something without permission, you didn't ask me, it was unauthorized, and I don't appreciate it. Go take your trees, yalla, forget about it. I'm not paying you a cent for that shoddy job. You didn't do what I wanted. You didn't do it according to my specifications. You did it stam unauthorized, which shalei b'shus. So too over here, if I ask you to do something red and instead you do it black, that's not what I asked you to do. I don't want to pay you. If you did something that I asked you to, I'll pay you. If you don't do what I asked you, I'm not going to pay you. I don't even want the dye. Do me a favor. Take the dye and run. Halavai, you'd give me back my tzema pure, and then I could get it dyed by someone else red. You messed me up. So it's like I'm telling you, toil etzecha, toil the tzeva, and get out of here. I don't want to pay you. It's lav dafka all the way to tell me that I could stick you with the item. It's enough to tell you, toil etzecha v'avanecha, like a regular din of a yared, sholei b'shus, I could tell you, just, I don't want to pay you. That's like to say it's that's what it means. Shemel like the Rav is not like the Rama. That can tell you till it's echav avanecha. Sorry. The Yamshu Shemel says worth less. I mean, if it's going to be worth less, so then I don't have to pay you anything anyway. So then you want to know. So what's the case of I can tell you Shemel. The Ravid holds Shemel that I don't want to pay you. I mean, there's no paying anyway. Yes, he means only if it goes up. I hear the Cheshvan. The Ksais is going in the Yamshu. I don't know how it stems. And I gotta figure that one out. Okay. Ravid's arguing with this Mechaba. The Mechaba says, ain't Shemel loy. The Ravid holds Shemel loy. I could tell, means, as I vait, I could tell you, I'm not willing to pay you for a service. I'm not willing to pay you for your service of something that I didn't ask for. Right, so let's say it went from 10 to 15. It should have gone to 25. I can't ask you for the money back. As I've had to arrive, it's not arguing with the Rama. But what he is arguing is, you can't force me to pay you five for Maisi Yadayim. I don't want to pay you for such a bad jersey. I didn't ask for this color. I'm not happy with it. So as I've I could do. You could take katol on the tzava as well. The Nesiva says you can because something's not removable. And if the Nesiva is mechadish, or halakha, we discussed this 2 years ago in Jinayin Hay as well, by Yerid, that something that the Umin, that the Yerid cannot remove, you're forced to keep and pay for. And the Chubis of Russian Mavur, not like that in Jinayin Hay. I think the Mitzvapitim brought the Raya. Others bring the Raya. It's Mefush Lachay, not like the Nesivis. They mutcher to get out of the Raya. But there's also Evan Ozel and Achazen Ish and all the Gdela Paisim, the Ksais over here, obviously. But the Gdela Paisim are good Nesivis and hold that I have a right to tell you toil, even if you can't remove it. The Chazen Ish says it, but it has to be Emes. You can't do just as a joke. I know you can't remove it. So I'll tell you toil and have the cake and eat it. I won't pay you for it and then I'll keep the Shvach too. That, Chazen says, that's Lafi Raisin Dayanim, that Itaka means it. But once he means it, that Itaka doesn't want this color, he doesn't want this item, he really wants toil. He really is looking to get rid of the color. Araya, he's now liquidating this item and he's trying to buy new tzema to start all over again. So he sees he's not happy with the item, then yes, he could tell you toil, even if you can't remove the dye. That's the daily person sack. Okay, so. But Maisa is the Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam la'alacha holds that ain't shoymen lai. Now, where's the Rambam coming from? Takana. What's his takana? Basically. But that's what Rambam says. The takana. Pirush Mishnayis, in his first round of Pirush Mishnayis, when he wrote the Pirush Mishnayis, his first Madura, he goes like the Ravid. Shoymen lai. In the second round, he was Magia, and he changed, and he decided, Ein Shoymen Lai. In the Yad HaChazaka, he goes like his Madua Basa of the Pirush Mishnayis. And he explains, it was that Takana the Chazal did this relationship, this halacha of Yad Al Tachtoina, this whole psak, when the Uman Hashina was a Takana, and they did a Takana L'Toivas Shneihem. That's what the Rambam says. Memela, it's a takana for the Bailim that they only have to pay Yadol Taktaina, but it's a takana for the Umin that he will be paid Chach Yadol Taktaina. He will be paid Chach as Maisa Yadayim, and the Bailim can't stick him and say, okay, I'm not paying you at all. That's the Rambam Shita. It's a takana. Where did Rambam get this takana? It's not clear. By Yerid, there is no such takana. Right? By Yerid, I could tell you toilet Zechavavanecha if I don't like it. Right, so you have to say, only over here they made that takana, because it was already a relationship. I hired you and you messed up. So here they made a takana. Why they make a takana as a vayt? Not clear. Very not clear. And the Yom Shoshan case that it went down? Well, you have to know what. It's takahad. I mean, that's what he's asking to do. In the Yom Shoshan case, what was the ancient shaman loy? So you have to say the ancient shaman loy was that I can't force you to have the item. So why in the world would I be able to force you to have the item in the first place? Right? So. Right? So if you learn like the Yamshar Shoyim, you have to say a different Pshat in the Ravid. You have to say the Pshat in the Ravid was, Yamshar Shoyim is Gadu Mavu like that, the Taisi Yonder says it, Lahedya, many Achredim say it, is that I mentioned that this halacha be'etzem, where the Shini Koina by Uman is Makhlek, is Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei holds that Uman, who's Mishana, is a Mavel Das Babais, is a Gazan, and since he didn't do the right thing, it's Shini Koina, it's like a Gazan, a Shini Koina, and Mamel, he's stuck with the item, he keeps the item, he's stuck with the item, both, whatever it is, he has the item. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, that no, the Bailim do get back the item. And if the Shvach belongs to the Bailim. Shaila is, in Machlekes Rishonim, in Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda really holds. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that Shini is not Koina? And Mamele really belongs to the Bailim? Or Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi's Mavu, that Rabbi Yehuda is mighty to Rame that really Shini is Koina. And he was Mavadas Balbais, he's a Gazan Shini Koina, and really belongs to the Omen. Letoivas HaBailim, they made a takona that he has to give the Chavis back to the Bailim if the Bailim want. Zokter Ravid, since the Bailim doesn't want this takono, so Iyashibit Takonis Kacham, and the old takono was for my toeles. Iyashibit Takonis Kacham, I don't want the Takonis Kacham, I want to go back, make a din that Shini is Koina, and stick the Umin with the Chavis, and say, Gazan, you a Koina, you do a Mashana, Mamel, it's yours, keep the Chavis, and pay me Kashasak Zeilo, and you have to pay me the principle that I gave you, the material that I gave you. And that would be Pshat in the Ravid. That's a different Pshat than Exois, but that would be Pshat in the Ravid to argue with the Rambam. The Maisik Rav, we pass him like the Rambam. Makab passes like the Rambam, and Ramot doesn't argue. It just comes out, a blitz, Rabbi Zayin. That's why I mentioned last week. It's so difficult to understand. I hire a guy, He messes up big time. He deliberately does what I don't want him to do. I hire him, I give him plans for a house, and he decides he likes a different house. Right? And he builds a different house entirely that I wanted. I needed, let's say, a place for my parents to be, so I need an extra, like, you know, on the main floor. He decided, nah, it's not kedai, better to have a study. Well, he changed my plans, bal korchi, if it's built, it's built, and now he's coming to tell me, okay, he wants to be paid. Well, we said it's a shegig, but the shegig, let's say Rashi teaches the shegig is that he thought he was doing me the tevasai, because he knows better, right? So he messed up, he changed my plans, and then he comes to money, and let's say this new house, it's not the same thing as my house would have been. But it's a different house, it's not the house that I wanted, right? So what happens now? I have to pay him like a tatalo, right? I have to pay him his full wages, and better yet, it's not worth the same amount that I wanted. It was supposed to be worth $250,000, and now it's only worth $200,000, the improvement. I gotta pay him his cost plus, I gotta pay him his profit, as long as it's in the value of the material. I got, the material's worth the cost, and then the plus. So if it's, let's say the material's worth 100, and his plus is another 100, and it's now worth 200, I gotta pay him his whole 100, and I'm stuck with a house that's worth less than it would have been, and not to my specifications. And, I can't even tell you a tome. See, if I were able to tell you a tome, okay, I could swallow the halakha of the makaba, I'll tell you a tome, means at the end of the day, if it really bothers me, jump in the lake, take your wood, take everything, and buy, give me back my lot, and I'll start all over again with a different builder. I can't even tell you a tale. So this guy, Mamish, this woman, is having a heyday. He's having the cake and eating it. Sorry?
If he didn't pay for the material yet, why can't he just say Kimli like Friday?
No, because it's not brought down. Pashas, you don't, the Tumen says he can't say Kimli on the sheet that it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Pashas, Mechaber Amor, but then argue with the Mechaber, this is the Psak HaLoka, Lechai, won't be able to tell you at all. And now, so now it's hard to understand this Mechaber. Sorry? Well, according, the Mechaber Amor hold like this, that if the value is only up to cheap labor, he gets his cheap labor. Whatever is above that is Machlokes Mechaber Amor. Mechaber holds that whatever is above that, the woman will also get till the full price that I promised him. That's chelak hikatak as a gimli. Now he can say gimli like the Ramah, that whatever is above his cheap labor is my siyadayim. You're right. Then I'll keep until you're right. Good, but let's say it's not. Let's say it's not even there. Let's say it's only up to his my siyadayim. In this case, the owner is mukzik. In this case, the owner is mukzik. He has the item. Normally, the woman has the item. In this case, the karka is because of alam, and it's the owner would be mukzik. Good. So you're right. You're right that the owner would be able to take kimli. But what is that? It's only worth 150. I have to give him his $50,000 for his ma'isi yadayim. I don't say that five. I have to give him, and I'm stuck with the item I don't want, and I can't even say toyer. It's a hard halacha to swallow. Why? Because the takana is chazal. Why in the world would chazal make a takana that mamish messes me up? It's like a fella. No. If you make up that. If you're Mishana, I'm going to get you and you Mechayv yourself. Yeah, if you spell it out. If it's easier?
It's easier for the
country. I hear. I don't know if that makes any difference. We discussed, maybe like the Nesivis, or the Nesivis hold, that's Medin Arvis. And the way to argue, it's like, Ashalom ben Meitov, and Maiva Vilayavit, Ashalom ben Meitov, or Yain Zol Shofen, there's like this implicit Arvis going on, that if you mess me up, you have to pay. If that was as far, and the only way to, one of the Achrenu argued in Nesivis only because the guy's a Shege, if he's a Meida, he'd be Meida, then Enochanami, then you can get him like that. But there are other ways to argue with the Nesivis. It's, Pashas. Like that cheetah. I'm saying Pasha, we don't even go with that. No, Pasha's not. Even if he'll be amazing, Pasha's even if he's amazing. And this is all in the Takanos Chazal. It needs help, rabbis. It needs a beer. All right, let's move on to Sif Dal. It's a Gishmak, a Sif coming up. Every Sif is Gishmak, but all right. This is another way of an Umin that messed up. But here, the Umman messed up differently. You just keep chayshrin. Sif Beis, the Umman messed up. If he was kind of bishakli, then he broke the item. Stamazai. Not messing up bishas malacha. Sif Gimel is where he messed up because he decided to change and do something different that he wasn't supposed to do. But he decided, it might be l'tayvus of Alam, he changed. Sif Dalet is talking about where the Umman was mazik the item. He botched. You hired someone to do a job, and he botched. Taisi is not such a good omen. He messed up. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He asked him to bake something and didn't bake it properly. And now the child is how much, and the taka worth less, and the child is how much to get him. Let's see. Zakta Mechaba. Kisei Ra, when the case of Siv Gimel is there, he decided to make a different kisei. Why? Because he felt that that would be better, it's more durable, what easier. Sorry? Because the Taisa says kisei ra just means that it's not as nice, but it might be more durable. It might be.
No, but the Mechaber is writing it, so why is it determined?
It's ra means it's not as nice. It's pizza, no, it was supposed to be nice, and you made me a not pretty kisei. But well, this is even the next step. Let's get it. Let's see, because in your cases, if Gimel, there was shvach, but not as much as it should have been, and we have all different formulas. Here was taka went down. Hamelech chitin letochin. That's what the Rebbe Yonason puts the vowels. It's a tochin. A tochin is a noun. Someone who is a teichin. Someone who grinds. If you give chitin to a grinder, v'loy lasason, and he didn't, he's supposed to soak it and soften it to be able to remove the shaft or whatever it is, and he didn't do a good job. V'asin subin omursan, and Mamela, he had inferior flour, he had whole wheat flour, by the way, that's inferior, yeah? He had whole wheat flour. Nosin kemach lenachtoin, or he gave flour to a baker. V'asai pasnefulin, and he made fallen bread, that means you hold it and it like crumbles and it falls down. It doesn't hold its surah. It's not a shalim. It can't keep its surah. Behema latabach, he gave a behema to a butcher, vinivla, and while he was shechting, he batched. He didn't cut both on him, or he batched. He did agrama, drisa, whatever, the five psulim, whatever. He messed up. Bischar chayovim l'shalom demeim. If you hired him to do this, so he was a regular umin, so you paid him for the work, or you promised to pay him, there was a deal that you're going to pay him, so then his liability is greater. He has a greater degree of responsibility not to batch up. So since you decided, l'chatchila, you were going to pay him, and he messed up, chayavim l'shalom demein, they have to pay, these umanim are going to be responsible to pay for what they messed up. Demshachat b'chinam, but if he was doing you a taiva, he was your friend, he was your neighbor, you just asked him, do me a favor, you shech, just shech me this item. Okay, fine, I shech you the item. And he batched up, then the halacha is like this. Im hoye tabach mumcha, if he's a known, he's an expert, he's a mumcha in shechting, then he's pata, because that's considered a noinus. Why would a mumcha batch up on shechita? It's not a pshia. He's a mumcha, he knows what he's doing. Elamai, he batched up over here, it wasn't a pshia, it's like an noinus, so he's going to be pata. He's not being paid anyway. But vim ainu mumka, but if he's not a mumka, then he's going to be chayev. Then he'll be chayev. It's like this. If I pay the guy, so he has a greater degree of responsibility, so even if he's not a pesheya, he's going to be chayev. If I don't pay him, then he has a lower degree of responsibility, he's only chayev for pshia. So if he's a mumka, he's not a pesheya. Presumably a mumka is not pesheya. If he's not a mumka, he doesn't know what he's doing, so why do you shecht my animal for? He tells me he's a sheikhit. I give him my chicken to shecht, and he doesn't know what he's doing. So he's tamar pesheya. Why is he coming to shecht my chicken without help? He shouldn't be offering such services. He's tamar batlin. So memela, that's considered a pshia that he even went to try to shecht my animal if he doesn't have a shecht. So memela, sorry. If he warned him and I died to dachi, I don't know. So maybe that should be the accepted the damage of lechaya. Right, we come to a din Torah. We tell you to be makava than even a toys bedvah mishnah. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. I don't want to pay. So you're accepting our pshi. I don't pshi. You're accepting our amaratis, whatever. That's standard. Sorry. That's what I'm saying. If the guy knew he was a mumcha, the Tvaisim discussed. He said it's lahedi. If he warned him, I'm not a mumcha. But the Tvaisim discussed. Maybe we'll get to it. But the vial, these are the parameters. If you're paid, you're chayiv even if you're not a peshe. If you don't pay, if you're not being paid, you're not chayiv if you're not a peshe. Now, we find a similar concept by shomer. A shomer chinam is chayiv for pshia. If he's a free watchman, he's only chayiv for pshia. Anything beyond pshia, even oinus kein gneva v'aved, he'd be pata. If you're a shomer sacha, they're already a notch above, now you're chayiv even gneva v'aved. Not oinus in gemura, only a shomer is chayiv oinus in gemura. But for someone who's a shomer sach, he's chayif even gneva v'aveda. Good? Shiloh's over here. This guy who botched up, he took my animal, he shechted my animal incorrectly. And let's say he's being paid and he's chayiv, or he's not being paid and he's a hedyet. He's not a mumcha and he's chayiv to pay. He's a pesheya. With what din am I chayiv him? Am I getting him out adam hamazik? Am I getting out shema? What halacha? With what chiv is this? Is this a chiv shemim or is this a chiv mitam adam hamazik? And it's a million-dollar question. All the achrenim mamish go back and forth. Chakiris back up. They try to bring rayas. But let's try to bring it out from the Rishonim. From the Rishonim, l'chayre, it seems that the chiv here is only midin shmira. And the Tosis in Bava Kama, Tosis in Bava Metzia, Tosis in Bava Basa, Tosis in Sanhedrin, they prove that this is only pashas. It's only midin shmira. Tosis wants to know like this: do we have a kind of od mud lo'ilam? There's no excuse. Oh, I didn't know. I was a shege. I'm not a pesheh. Tough. You're responsible. You have to have a zehiris. Odemud loilam. That halacha, odemud loilam, is it mamish loilam? If you did something that was impossible to prevent, are you also chayiv? Because odemud loilam, you were sleeping, and while you were sleeping, you rolled over and you broke someone's keli. Are you also going to be chayiv? Odemud loilam. What do we say? No, odemud loilam just means you chayiv more than pshia. But oynis gemura, that you're not going to be chayiv. Shita's atoysis is, we once discussed this when we were learning mazik, shita's atoysis is that odemud loilam just means one notch above pshia. Means oynis ke'en aveda. Oynis ke'en aveda, by the way, is aveda, losing something, is karav l'pshia. It's not mamish pshia, but it's karav l'pshia. It's an oynis, but it's an oynis karav l'pshia. The next notch is gneva, stolen from you. That's a greater degree of oynis. And then the final notch is mamish oynis goma. Tosis holds that odemu lo'ilam is only an oynis ke'en aveda. If it's an oynis ke'en gneva already, you're going to be pata. That's already too much of an oynis. That's oynis rachmana patre, I'm going to be part of it. Lanao la sasa dava, I'm going to be part of it. Now, Taizis has a number of rayas, and here is a geshmaka raya. Think, Rabbi Isaiah, it's a geshmaka raya. Here we're telling us that you have a mumcha. Let's take a simple case. You have a mumcha who's not being paid. What's halacha? He's pata. Why is he pata? What happened to Admud Lailam? If a mumcha is not being paid, and he shechts my item, and he messes up, the halacha is, he's not a pesheya, because he's a mumcha, so he's pata. Why is he pata? Dami al chashmir, you're mazik, you took my animal, and you shechted it wrong, you should be an odom mazik, I should get your mazik. Elamai, you see right away that there is such a thing called an oinis, that a mumcha's that Adam HaMazik is pata on. This mumcha is pata. Must be there is such a thing called an oinis that Adam Loilam is not applicable. You're going to be pata. Well, let's take it to the next darga. That might be, okay, so maybe you'll say that a mumcha who batches up is mamish gogafel, that's mamish like an oinis goma. No, I'll bring your rain out like that. Because if I do pay the umin, and he has a degree of a shoy masacha, he's going to be chayef. That's the beginning of the machab. If I pay this umin, I pay the sheikhid, he's going to be chayiv. Now I know that a shema sacha is pata for ein zin gemura. So if I'm being mechayiv this umin, must be he's not an oynis gama. It's not an impreventable oynis. He could have prevented it. He could have done something better. So it's not an oynis gama. So what type of oynis is it? So Tais says it's an oynis ke'en gneva. Memela zaktesa like this. If I pay him, so he's a shema sacha is chayiv for gneva, so he's chayiv for this type of oynis ken gneva, so he'll be chayiv for. If I don't pay him, so at shemira, he's only shema chinam, he'll be pata, and at adam amazik, he'll also be pata. Because adam amazik is only chayiv oynis ken aveda, not oynis ken gneva. Bekitza, from the fact that you have a case where when he's paid, he's chayiv, al shrei masacha. And when he's not paid, he's pata, and you don't even get him out adam amazik. You see that a shrei masacha has a greater responsibility than adam amazik. And what's that case? Gneva. Oynis ken gneva. Oynis ken gneva, a shrei masacha is responsible for, and adam amazik is going to be pata. It's an oynis ken gneva. Some oynis which is comparable to gneva. And something goes wrong in this shechita that's comparable of a watchman being stolen from. Yep. Adam Amazik, Toysis, Paskins, at many places, Adam Amazik is less than even the Shema Sacha. A Shema Sacha, you're paid to do it, so you have a greater degree of responsibility. Adam Amazik, and this is the Raya, Kishmak Raya. You see that you can have a case that if he's a Shema Sacha, he's Chayiv, and if he's a Shema Chinim, he's going to be a Pato, and we don't get him outside the Mamazik. See, normally Shomer Kinyan Zapar, they have no problem because he didn't do another mamazik. He didn't watch an item that was taken from or something happened, it was negligent, but he wasn't the other mamazik. These cases, the guy actually did a Maisa Hezek. He was the one who shechted. He's the one who ground the wheat. He was the one who baked the bread. He's the one who did it. He was an Adam involved in this hezek. So why don't I get him outside of mamazik? Alamai, you see that your mesacha has a greater responsibility than other mamazik, and oynis ke'ein geneva other mamazik would be potter from. But shem mesacha would be chayiv. So why is he chayiv? Akoch, if you see in Tosis, that the chiv is al shem mesacha. I'm not getting you outside of mamazik. I can't get you outside of mamazik because it's oynis ke'ein geneva. The chiv here is only al shem mesacha. That's mavu in Tosis. Comes along the Riva, brought down in Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Yishai, in the end of second paragraph above a Kama, and he holds no that other mazik is chayiv for even the oynis kein geneva. So then, what is he going to do with this halacha? If you're other mazik chayiv even oynis kein geneva, so how could you have a halacha that if you're tabach mumchu you're potter because you're not a pesheya? So what? And you're doing a bechinim? So what? Let me get you out other mazik, and it can't be a greater oynis than geneva, because then even if I would pay you, it'd be potter. And lamai, you see, this oynis than geneva, so what's going on? And the same kashi could ask in the Ramban. The Ramban and Bav Metzia pay based on Aleph Hod, the most common dekashita, Adem Ruud Loilam. Kepshuta Kemashmoy. Loilam. He says, Afilu Keruk Shel Elio. The Sa'ar Shel Elio came down once in history, probably won't ever repeat itself. Afilu Kisa'ar Shel Elio. If a damage happens through a whirlwind of Elio, Odemud Lailam, he's going to be chai for that as well. Why? Odemud Lailam, Zayz Lakosa, Odemud Lailam. So what is the Ramban going to do? So over here, if you're a Tabach Mumcha, why you put the Lachayah should get you out of Odemud Lailam? And therefore? Well, it's Mezakas, I hear. Mezakas when you're using it, but that same concept, a borrowed concept. So Zok to Rishayin and Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the Rivo himself and the Ramban himself answer the Kasha. And they say different Lashonis. One Lashon they said that Umin is Shani. That's Ramban's Lashon. Doesn't explain why. The Rivo explains a little more. Rivo says that if you're Isaac b'malachtoi, if you was told to be Isaac in the Malacha, in one place he even asks, and you're doing it L'tayvet Sabayilim, you cannot be Chayav al-Todam HaMazik. You can't be Chayav al-Mazik. So Memela, what your Chiv is Al-Shemer. You chiv zan zodam mazik. If you tugan, the reason why you're involved here is not you came off the street to be mazik. You were hired to be oisik in it. If you're oisik in the chayvitz, you're not chayv al zodam mazik. Mameila the chol chiv here could be out shayma. Mameila out shayma. So then we have the halacha. If you're being paid, so you chayv him for gneva avedus. So even a mumcha will be chayv. If you're not being paid, so then you're only chayv a priya. So if you're a nomin, it's not a priya. So mameila you'd be pata. As I come to it, but comes out look. He has a lot of other rights, right? Pashas Taisa doesn't hold that it's correct. He won't hold it as chelik, Pashas. Now, what's the nafkamina between Taisas and the Rivon and the Ramban? A very simple nafkamina. What happens if this Umin batches up, but not an Oynis Kein Gneva? He only batches up Oynis Kein Aveda. It was an Oynis Kein Aveda. So if you learn like Taisas, I'll slam the guy. Adam Mamazik, forget Shreimim. Adam Mamazik. The only reason why you were in the Adam Mamazik is because batching up in Shechit when your mumka is only Oynis Kein Gneva, God grace Oynis. But if you do something else that's more pre-addict, that's Oynis Kein Aveda, I'd be able to get you out of Adam Mamazik. Mashen Kein, Loit, the Shitas Rivon and Ramban, and whenever you're Oysik b'malachta, you're not going to be Chayef. Out Adam Amazik, you're going to be chayiv out Shema, and I'm not being paid, I'm a Shema, so I'm not responsible for anything more than Shia, so I'd be potter. So it's a simple nafkamina between the two Shitas, L'chayra, that should come out of nafkamina. Another nafkamina is even when I am chayiv, means if you get a case where I am being paid, and I am chayiv, L'chayiv, I'll be chayiv for two reasons, for Shema and Adam Amazik, and for the Rivon Ramban, I'll only be chayiv for Shema. What's the nafkamina? You're going to see nafkaminas in Yad Hashem shortly, that why other mamazik could have worse chiyuvim, means you could be chayiv in more instances mitzad the din of other mamazik, mitzad the din of shema mamazik. But l'chayr, that's l'chayr, a yisaitistik of machloik is going on in this sif. Are you chayiv? Pashas, the text is dichi only chayiv at shayimem. Pashas like the riva as well. Not at other mamazik. But had you done a oynis kein aveda, like text you'd be chayiv at other mamazik as well. All right. Now let's. What's the nafgamino? Why am I making a big issue? The only chayiv mitam shmira. It's only at shayimem mamazik, not other mamazik. Why is it a big deal here? So there are a bunch of nafgaminos. We'll go through one by one. The Gemara says, in Tzadi Tez of Mabeis, her reitza, she is chayiv umen. If you want the umen to be chayiv, Lashon Gemara is, Amr Abizeh, reitza, she is chayiv loy tabach, yaktim loy dina. Slip him a dina, slip him a dollar up front. Yaktim loy dina, give him a dollar up front. The Raman, the Shita Mekbetza says, what do you have to be yaktim loy dina for? Well, I made up, I'm going to pay you for the job. What do I have to give you the dollar up front for? So the Raman, I'm adding to Pshatna Ramah, but it's Pasha, that's what Ramah means. Look to Ramah, that a Yoyz Techiv is only out Shema. In order to be Mechayev Shema, he needs a Kenyan. So what Kenyan did the Shema do? So sometimes the Shema could do Meshicha, sometimes the Shema could do Agba, sometimes if it's in the Shema's Rishos, he'll even have Chatzah, even better. Chazanish is Mamsi other Kenyan, Amdaladam, he has a bunch of other Kenyan. Because you need to find a Kenyan. But what happens if the Shema is not Moshek the animal, and he's shechting on your premises. You call him over, do me a favor, come neighbor, come shech my animals. He comes to your property, and he has to come to shech the animal. He doesn't pick up the animal. He's not Moshek the animal. Even if it would be Bishus Moshek, whatever, Bishus Abayalim, so Moshek won't work. He didn't do any kinyan on his animal. So how am I going to get him for Shmir if he batches up? Zokta Reb Zera, Yakim Loidin, give him a dollar, and now you have kinyan kesef. With that, he's Meshabin himself. So I'll get him out that. Mavun the Ramah, that I am not Yaktim Loidin, and he doesn't do Mashiach, he doesn't do Akbar, he's off the hook. Because the whole Chiv is Matam Shmira. If he doesn't have Chiv Yishayimim, he's off the hook. Had the Chiv been Matam Odom HaMazik, who cares he didn't do a Kina, get him out of Odom HaMazik. That it says only Midin Shmir, so he's off the hook. Hizkul Malakta, so God, that some of the Achrenim want to done. What happened the Kinyan of Hizkul Malakta? Who asked it? The Imri Binin, Dayanam Simin Lamed, he had tried that if you start shechting it, there should be a kinyan like a Haskalas Malacha. So you have to know when. Maybe I bash up only in the middle. So it should be Chazanich has other types of kinyanim you could create. I don't know. But Pasha, that's the Ramah. So you need a kinyan. Now, Lahalacha Grado, this is not so Pasha, because the Machabin, Reish Tadi Aleph Sefhei, brings down the Machlekes Vishayim, bring them both days. The Machlekes Rambam in the Rosh, if the Bailim on the Stalkum Mishmirosam, the Bailim leave, and now it's by the Shema, is it automatically a Din Shmira on the Shema? It's automatically Chal, because the Bailim aren't there to watch it. It's 2 days. So if you learn that once the Bailim leave, the Shema is automatically Chayiv, then Luchari here, even without a Kinyan, he'd automatically be Chayiv, unless you tell me that the Bailim didn't leave. Let's say he checked it on the premises of the Bailim didn't leave yet, so he's not in the Stalkum Shmirasim. Excellent. Some of the Achronim Taka say that. Some of the Achronim Tesh Dvarim say this Cheshman. The Kapi Shechita automatically the Bailam left, because they're not in control of the Shechita. They can't prevent a Sheikhid batching up, and Memela, it's automatically the Stalka Bailam. Memela, the Shmir should kick in like one Shechita. Okay, could be. And the Maisa and the Mechavit doesn't bring down the Halach of Yaktim Loidina. Right? They want to know why it doesn't bring it down. If you go like that Shechita, that might be the Eitzah, because automatically it's a Din Shmir for other reasons. Good, but I'm just giving you one Nafkamini is you have to figure out, you'll have to have some type of a Kinyan Shmir involved in order to be Chayv HaShemim.
What is it?
Kinyan, no, it's money. Kinyan Kesef. I give you money. I know, but normally the reason why the buyer gives the seller money is because with that, it's machayev the seller in exchange to be makning you the chayfet. So too, because I'm giving the shema, the umin, the money, with that machayev the umin in exchange to be makning to me, that is chayvis of shmira. It's like I'm buying shmira from him, so to speak. So here I'm giving him money for his Maisi Yadayim, for his Shmira, for his Chayvis of Shmira. Who? No, he's not. If he's Bechinim, so then you need to do a different Kenyan. You won't have the Eitz Yakim like Din. There's no, right? If he's not a Mumka, then you have to do some type of Kenyan. So what's the Kenyan going to be? The Kenyan's going to have to... Luchayra. Another Nafkamina, Kishmak Nafkamina, is Balavimai. We know our concept. If you have balavimai by shaymrim, a gzeris hakaz of balavimai, you're potter. You hire me to watch your item. Gerada, at the time you hired me, not even at the time anything went wrong, but at the time, lechetchilu, as chalas ashmi, when you hired me, you were working for me somewhere else in a different country on a different project. But it's the halacha, balavimai. Balavimai, memalaktik, zeris hakaz of the shaymrim potter. So over here too, if the within the halacha, balavimai, if the bailim were working for the umin on something else, at the time the bailim gave the item to the umin to watch, or gave the behemoth to the sheikhet to check, there's a p'tura balavimai. Because the chiv here is only mitam shmira. Mitam shmira, you have a p'tura balavimai. Tishalom Meshev says, therefore, in the shtat sheikhet, with the whole shtat hide one sheikhet, and you're forced to use that sheikhet, you can't use any other sheikhet, and the sheikhet is mechiv to shecht for you. He wants to say that that goes under the din of balavimai, not so pasha, but that's what he says. Memeli, he says that hayyos it's balavimai. That's why the minig is that whenever mechayv the sheikhet. Because who is the p'tura balavimai? The whole chiv is also medin shmira. Din shmira, a p'tura balavimai. Far from pashat. Far from pashat is balavimai, but it's also far from pashat. Because remember, Rabbi, this whole halacha is when the mechayiv is out shmira. So, kozman yavainis kein gneva, then the mechayiv can only be out shmira. But once it's ainis kein aveda, or kosh kein adzipshia, then now I have to deal with taisis. Like taisis, it's already a chiv mazik. And mazik's not going to have a p'tur balavimai. So, and the same thing for the first sheet. If you need a kin and shmir, that's if you want to get out. So, ainis kein gneva. But ainis kein aveda, where then you can get out. So, chiv of mazik, then I don't need any kinyonim. Mazik is chayv without any kinyonim. All right. Third nafkamina. Zokta chedush erim. Nacha nafkamina. Chedush erim is in simukov hey, in the lakutim, in the back of the sefer. It's geshmak nafkamina. Taikadam, he says, also balavima, yes. He's on the ball. I mean, he doesn't mind. He has a mamish, arikas, mamish, ulchesh, minus. But taikadam, he has another nafkamina. He says, those things are nesmait mishmira. Shtaris, kakois, and nesmait mishmira. So let's say I give you a karka to fix up. And you batch. Say mechubel lekarka. Let's say it might be nitzmait mishmira. Makloikis vishayna. Let's say mechubel lekarka v'din of karka. And I come in. I ask you, do you know what? To do something and you botch up my house big time. You mess up. I ask you to paint my wall instead of painting. You just destroyed my whole wall. Right? So there's no din shmira. There's no din shmira karka. So if the mechayiv is out shmira, I can't get you. But if the mechayiv would have been outside of my mazak, I would have been able to get you. So memelo. If you go out pshia again, loy toisvis that it's chiva tzadam amazik, loy teriva, it's not. That's also my question. That's a Rambam shita. Toisvis holds that the p'tur, those that are nesmait from shmir or nesmait even for pshia is going to be part. It's made my question. It's 2 days. It's not so partial. Now, once you say that, Rabbi, so let's go back a halacha. If you go back to Siv Beis, the Ramah is the case of Siv Beis, that you had a contractor who was dissembling your wall, and while he was removing the stones of your wall, he gave a clap, and because of that, it flew out on the other side and was mazik the stones. The halacha is, in Machmas HaMaka, you're going to be chayiv. So you have to know, what type of din in Machmas HaMaka is going to be chayiv? How does that work? If you're going to get a woman only as a din shmira, so lechayra, it's not going to work because you don't have shmira by kaka. Bishlam like Taisis, you could say, good, Machmas HaMaka was a pshia, or Einus Kein Aveda, so I'll get you out other mamazik. But if you learn like the Rivo and the Ramban, that you can't get him out other mamazik, you only can get him out shema, and there's no din shmira by kaka, so lechayra, you're stuck. Lechayra, how's that going to work? What's going on? Like, it needs help here. What's pshat in that halacha? That's not poshet. Very good. The Chazanish is mashma. Chazanish starts off one way, but at the end, yes, Chazanish and Yud Aleph Chav Aleph want to say that the Rivoz made by Pesheya, that as they write, for Pshia, you don't have this Ptur of Isaac b'malachtoi, and yes, then you're going to be, then you'll be an other mamazik. So yeah, if you go like the Chazanish, that will be an Eitzah, that you'll get a Matz other mamazik. I want to suggest maybe another Eitzah, is that this whole Ptur of the Rivoz of Isaac b'malachtoi is what I'm Isaac in. So if I'm Isaac in this wall, and while I'm dissembling the wall, fine. But Mak is a Mak, and therefore a stone falls out on the other side, that I'm not being Isaac b'malachtoi in, maybe the Rivoz will be mided over there, you don't have the Ptur, and you can still be Mechayi about other mamazik. You have to say something, otherwise what's shot in that halak? We gotta figure that out. Alright. We have time for one more. Yeah, let's just finish this, at least this concept. Comes along the Birchas Ritzei. And the Birchas Ritzei says like this. In Simon Samach, he wants to, he's mechadish, pshat in the Riva, differently than what I was telling you. We're learning that the Riva holds that if you're Isaac b'malachtoi, you can't get him out of Isaac, you only can get him out of Shema. And Mamela, the Nafkamina is you need a kinyid, the Nafkamina will be bol of imoy, Nafkamina is also the parka of Avodah Mishtar, so the smite from Shmir won't be chayv. So like the Birchas Ritzei, going to Sechap, it's a chiddush. He wants to say, the whole din why you can only get a matshmira is cause man, you do what you're supposed to do. You're oisik b'malachtoi, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you don't batch up bigger than you're supposed to. So fine. So then you have the p'tur of oisik b'malachtoi. If I go over to you, and let's say I pay you for a shayma sacha, so your responsibility of zahiris is up all the way to gneva b'aveda. Because I'm paying you, so you have that responsibility. And then what happens? You batch up, and you do an oinis kein gneva. So you batch, you tack a batch, because I paid you, your responsibility was you're going to make sure to have a zahiris even for Gneva Vaveda. And you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Zakta Bichas Zetei, since you didn't do what you're supposed to do, Zilamafreya, the whole deal is off. I gave you this item to work on with the understanding that you're going to work on it properly with the zahiris of Gneva Vaveda. You didn't do what we made up. So the whole shmir lechatchila, it's as if I never gave you the item to watch, because I died to talk, I didn't give you the item to watch, you're going to batch up, so I didn't want that, as if I never gave it to start, it's like you're off the street, my mail, I can get you out, mazik. It comes out that my fray, the whole thing is bottom, I don't have the p'tur of Isaac, and now I can get you mazik and my mail, even though it's balavim, and even if it's kakav avodim, and shtaris, and even if it's without a kinyan, I'll get you out, mazik. You didn't keep your end of the deal, so Anan Sa'adi, I'm not keeping my end of it, so to speak. I'm not giving it to you to be Isaac Memalach if you're not keeping it. So it comes out, my friend, the whole thing is Votum and Mail, I can get you out to Otum Mamazik. If you learn like Taizah, so you won't have the dinner of Otum Mamazik. Because for Gneva, you're going to be Potter. But like the Rivon, the Ramban, they can be Chayavals, even for Oinis King Gneva, even for Oinis Goma, I'll get you, my friend, out to Otum Mamazik. A chiddush of the Birchas Ritzei, going, not like the Achrainim. It's a chiddush to say that. I gave it to you and I would have never given it to you, and you don't have the p'tur of Isaac Mablach. But that's what the Birchas Ritzei says. I would like to suggest. Sorry? Oh, so Birchas Ritzei, yes, that. So Zakh Birchas Ritzei, very good. Every Shema, so take back your Shemira. Pretend I never watch you. Now what are you going to get me on? I'm not a Mazik. I left the door open and the animal ran out. So I'm not an Adam Mazik. You want to say, I died to give it to such a battle and you didn't want to give it, so don't give it to me. So you never gave it to me. So Bechal, so I opened up the door, I had no Shmir Bechal, no, it was a Chachil I could open up the door, never Shemel and Mafreya, no problem, so it's fine. But you can't get me out of Mazik, I wasn't Mazik Ayim. These things, Umen, I was Mazik and Biyadayim, so Mamele, you can get me out of Adam Mazik. That's a Bichas Ritzei's Chiddush. I would like to, Messiah Rabbi said that I was late, I would like to touch up the Riva differently. Maybe it ends up the same way, but differently. What was the Riva's lumdis? I was trying to say different pshatim. What's pshat in the Riva and the Ramban that you can't get an umin for mazik? There's a cause of that umin can't be chayv at mazik. Where does it come from? Where does this halakha come from? So they say, well, because you're oisik b'malach lo l'tayva sabalim, you can't get out. Why? Why not? Who's that? So I want to suggest, with what you were suggesting before, is that adai te dachuche, I gave it to you. I know that you're Isaac Mamalacha, and I know that all of things could go wrong. So if you're not being paid, I expect a dagger of Zahiris like a Shemachinam. If you are being paid, I expect a dagger of Zahiris like a Shemazaka. A Zahiris. You're going to be careful up to Shemazaka. Even though Adam Amazak is Chayiv, like the Ramban for Oinis Gemurim, that's because you walked off. Who asked? That's the bet, and you come to me and you mazak my item. But here I give you my item to work on, and I know things could happen. I died to the Okay, absolving you of your responsibility, I'm damnifying you, you're fine, you're potter, for anything above what you're expected to have Zahiris on. Very nice. And I have a riot from that, the Piski Rid in Tzami Tesum Ebeis, it's a Loshin, Avagav do oinis chay benizokin, even when you're mazik you chay v'oinis, hocheshani demida'ate koyovle lemishchat ulemiftar. That's what you get, you gave it aldas hochi to shecht and to be potter for an oinis gomer. So it's adai to dochi. The nafkamina l'moshul would be, is what happened if you're a Shema Aveda, where You weren't given the item. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Shemirah, forced the Shemirah upon you. So then I think that you wouldn't have the patur of Mazik like the Rivan Ramban. It wasn't given to me. It's not a Gzeir Zekosa that someone who's working with my item is father. It's you giving to me. So if you learn that Lomdis, so now let's play it out. If you learn that Lomdis, it should come out that Avada, whatever is above what's expected of you, I absolved you. But for Pshia, by Yishay Mechinim, or even a Oynis Kein Gneva Vaveda, by Yishay Mesacha, I never absolved you. So now you're back to square one. I'll get you, it's other mamazik. You're really an other mamazik. Just is an understanding. I don't expect the world of you that you're going to be control, mamish perfect, and not even have Oynisim. Fine. So Oynisim Gemurim, I let you off the hook. I gave you a ptur for Oynisim Gemurim. But up to Oynisim Gemurim, for Gneva Vaveda, I never gave you a ptur. If I never gave a ptur, then I can get you already out of the mamazik. I don't have to get you a tshay mamazik. That's why I want to, Baruch Hashem, I found that Mavu like that in Machna Ephraim, the end of Simen Hay, in this game moment, text on how he answers up a kasha that he had, it's clear that he learned that it's mamish tischeshvin, that up to what I get you, you're going to be an other mamazik. The ptur is only beyond that, for oins and gemurim. My melech should come out, Rabbi, that it's really now a machlek as we show you what the chiv is. Like Taisa, the chiv is only at shayma. And like the Rivan, the Ramban, the chiv will be at other mamazik when you're doing something more wrong than you're supposed to. It means you're above, you're gneva v'aveda, means you're paying you for gneva v'aveda, I can get you, or for shaymachim and for pshia. Then I can already get you out of the mamazik. And my male, if I get you out of the mamazik, you won't have a patur of shmir b'baylim, you won't have a patur of karkav avodim, and you'll be chayiv even on those things that you didn't even make a kinyan on, you're going to be chayiv. Because I'll get you out of the mamazik. So if that's the case, Rabbi, say, it comes out, so the shitas are not so far apart, because Tosis is already made for Oynis Kein Aveda, I'll get you out of the mamazik. And Oynis Kein Pshia, I'll get you out of the mamazik. Because there's only enough communities by Oynis Kein Gneva, Loi Tosis, I can't get you out of the mamazik, I can only get you out of Shemrim, and Loi Teramban and Revo, I can get you ready out of the mamazik. Memela, my kasha, I ask you what to do with Siv Beis, but the Banoi is not sure. I'll get you out of the mamazik. Whatever your responsibility is, if Shem Mizaka, Shem Mizaka, I'll already get you out of the mamazik, like the Revo. Alright, Rabbi, there's a lot more here. I go to Vach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.